under the canopy. Will they feel the cathedral of these trees? Hear the sonata of mockingbird song? Perceive the liturgy of procreation? As they pace off boundaries she marked with privet hedge, walk dappled pads of grass that cushion rock and root, as they describe to one another the number of trunks whose girth suggests old age, whose height is that of heroes, she hopes they will notice the history hidden in nests unraveling, stumps rotting, limbs that have been lost, the sacred text of life going and gone. Most of all, when they survey the residents to get a sense of the place, surmise right wind, ample rain, good soil, she hopes they will pray for time to kneel and know it fully. In leaving, as they absently pull a leaf and try to name it, after sizing up buildings, calculating price, she longs for them to believe her own departing assessment, that the trees in this sanctuary are a steadfast tribunal of wise elders whose girded arms shelter their congregants, teaching them the dance that calls sleeping seeds to greenings, speckled eggs to fledglings, and heart-bound children to wonder and delight.